Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Monday, and welcome to our Community Corner here on KQWC for this Monday, the 27th of March. And today marks the start of Severe Weather Awareness Week, a time for every Wyoming to know where to respond when it comes to severe weather. And special days will be observed throughout the week ahead. Chad Hahn joins me from the National Weather Service office in Johnston. And Chad, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having us.
We are doing this interview on Thursday, the 23rd. We had some snow in parts of Iowa during the early morning period. But now is the time, Chad, to think about when Mother Nature gets a little bit angry during the next few months with tornadoes and so forth. And that is why we have the Severe Weather Awareness Week going on all week long.
That's correct, Pat. We picked late March because it's the normal time that we begin that transition to the warm months. Of course, we just hit the spring equinox just a couple of days ago, and so we're transitioning to the warm season hazards. So we want to bring that to the forefront as we look in the rear view at some of the snow that we had past winter and start to switch gears to the warm season hazards.
Yep, with tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, and so on and so forth. So how many tornadoes did we have last year, Chad?
Yeah, so in Iowa we had 43 tornadoes observed across the state. That's slightly lower than our average historically, which is right around 50 that we typically observe. But of course, we've had some years that we've had over 100. So there's wide variability when it comes to the number of tornadoes in the state.
Naturally, came back to December of 2021, right? December 15th.
That's correct. Yep, that was a unbelievable day for us. Of course, very late season, and I believe we recorded somewhere around 60 tornadoes that we were able to see on satellite imagery as well as some of our ground-based surveys.
Chad, let's talk about the different theme days that starting today and continuing until Friday.
Yeah, so on today is we're really focusing on severe thunderstorm hazards. We're talking about the what requires a thunderstorm to be considered severe, which is 1 inch or larger hail in diameter and or thunderstorm wind gusts in excess of 58 miles per hour. That's today's focus. As we roll into Tuesday, we start to talk about weather warnings, and we focus on emphasizing the importance of having multiple ways to receive weather warnings information, and that can range from a no weather radio. That's a pretty old and antiquated technology, but it still serves a purpose. It still adds a layer of redundancy. Of course, we all have weather apps and things on our cell phones that can alert us as well. So it's really just kind of shining a light on the importance of weather warnings and the difference between a watch and a warning and things like that. We roll into Wednesday. Our focus is on tornadoes and, again, sheltering, kind of focusing on the sheltering aspect of when we come beneath a tornado warning or it's issued for our area, where are we going to go? What are we going to do in the car? What if we're at work and we have a tornado warning? Where is our closest shelter? Just to talk about that, those things as we kind of gear up to our main season. And that's really maximized on Wednesday with the tornado drill, which is scheduled for 10 a.m. On Wednesday morning. And that's when we want folks to practice, not just you know, to sit in your chair and think about where the shelter is, but actually go through the motions, because we know, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners know, that muscle memory is an important thing to us as humans. So to practice that is really important, and to kind of go through the motions of what you would do in the event of a tornado. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, Pat, we start to switch gears and talk about family preparedness, to talk about these things with your children, with other family members, friends, you know, things like if you have some relative or somebody that you know that maybe lives in a mobile home park, to walk through the time, where are you going to shelter? How long are you going to need to get to that shelter? At what point are you going to make that decision to go seek shelter? You know, on average, Pat, nationally we're at about 13 minutes of lead time when it comes to tornado warnings. But in some cases, that's not long enough to be able to reach shelter, especially in some of these more vulnerable areas. So that's really what Thursday's focus is all about. And then finally, on Friday, we focus on flash flooding. We know that severe thunderstorms are a threat, tornadoes are a threat, but we also have flash flooding as a threat as well. And we want folks to think about, okay, should I be driving through these flooded roadways when water is flowing over the road? What other things can I prepare for now that will pay dividends when we get into that event? Is it something like evaluating your sump pump and maybe having an emergency backup in your house in the event the power goes out? Because as we know, a lot of these things can happen in tandem during the warm season months.
Let's not forget, too, there, Chad, about hot weather, heat and humidity, and that'll be dealt with coming up around June, I believe.
Yeah, we have Heat Awareness Day, which is typically in early June, which, again, it's picked just because the kind of to time it with the hazards of for folks to remember and that sort of thing. But yeah, heat is a kind of a underappreciated or less focused on hazard as we go through the summer months. And you know, it gets hot here, Pat, as you know, up in your neck of the woods. It does down here, and with the humidity, when it combines with the humidity, you can have heat index that soar over 105 degrees. And we want folks to be able to be prepared for those sorts of conditions as we get into the peak of the summer.
Right. And, of course, we could have those same type of conditions, too, in April and May, but be it as it may, the bulk of that is from about June all the way until September, I believe.
That's correct. Yep, mm-hmm. those are our prime months as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm. And, again, the tornado drill is scheduled for next Wednesday, but there's also going to be the National Weather Service will be having special programs to educate people about severe weather, and I think the first classes, I believe, Chad, will be next week or this coming week.
That's correct. We picked that week again to be kind of in tandem with the Severe Weather Awareness Week, and the first one does start on Monday on the 27th. That'll be held down in Marion County, and then we roll into a pretty busy schedule, to be honest, as we look into the next 3 weeks beginning on the 27th. And we pick about 20 spots this year, many of them that we haven't been since before COVID, actually physically in the location. So we're excited to get out into the communities that we serve. Our office, we serve 51 counties across central Iowa from the Minnesota state line down to the Missouri state line. And I'm happy to say we're going to be getting into a lot of the far reaches of our areas of responsibility, including Emmett County, way up in the northwest, all the way down to Taylor County in our southwest. So we're excited about the slate of trainings that we have to talk about how to spot weather and how to report that back to the National Weather Service this year.
Well, it's good to have the Weather Service people such as yourself having these courses for the public after being called off for the last 3 years there, Chad.
It's fantastic. Absolutely, it's great to get out and visit with the folks, especially in the rural areas that we don't get to all that frequently. So we're really excited. And for those that can't make it, we also have a virtual option that will fall on April the 12th at 6:30, and you can find information about that on our website at weather.gov/Des Moines, and you can register to participate virtually on April 12th.
And they can find out more information about this, Chad, by going to weather.gov/DMX.
That's correct. Yep, that's our website.
All right, and also on Facebook as well as on Twitter and such for all the information people need to know when it comes to severe weather, as this week is Severe Weather Awareness Week. Chad Hahn, my guest on today's Community Corner Show. Chad, thanks very much.
Thanks, Pat.